Moin moin, I'm Sascha Block and Rock the Prototype is your content format around software development and prototyping. In this episode, I share with you some tips and techniques that can help you to generate creative ideas and optimize your ideation skills. You will learn why ideation is so valuable in software development. I'll also show you some techniques and strategies to help you achieve creative ideation based on different challenges we regularly face in software development. You will learn different techniques and approaches that will effectively support you in brainstorming to overcome your software development challenges. Why is ideation important for software development in first place? Well, software development is often about solving technical challenges or finding innovative solutions. Without sufficient ideation, we'll find it difficult to overcome these challenges and be successful. Reasons why ideation is essential in software development. First, creative problem solving. Software development regularly requires us to solve complex technical problems. Only creativity and wide-ranging ideation allows us software developers to explore different approaches to solving problems. Without ideation, we get stuck in stalled thinking patterns and would not be able to come up with innovative solutions. Second, innovation. We all know that the software industry is dynamic and fast moving. In order to stay competitive, it is important that we develop innovative solutions that are on the cutting edge while also differentiating ourselves from other products. Ideation helps us identify and apply new approaches, features, or technologies to create innovative products or services. Without sufficient ideation, we would risk lagging behind the competition or offering boring, poorly differentiated solutions. Third, adaptability. User and customer requirements and needs are constantly changing. Multifaceted ideation enables us to respond flexibly to change and adapt or develop new solutions to meet changing requirements. Without ideation, we would stuck with outdated technologies and have difficulty adapting to ever-changing technologies and market conditions. 4. User-centered software development. Good ideation always includes the user's perspective. Users are diverse, having different needs and act in different functions and roles. Only by engaging with users and stakeholders, we can gain valuable insights to better understand their needs and challenges. This will automatically lead us to develop much more user-friendly software solutions and significantly improve the user experience. Without proper ideation, we would miss the really needs of users and develop solutions that do not add the desired value. Five. Identify problems or bottlenecks at an early stage. This enables us to use resources more effectively and avoid costly errors or new developments. Idea generation helps to optimize the development process and to point out potential challenges at an early stage. Assume a software development project involves the implementation of a new feature in an existing application. Without sufficient ideation, there is a risk that our development team will focus only on the basic requirements of the feature, overlooking potential problems or bottlenecks. By conducting ideation carefully, we can instead identify potential challenges early on. For example, the development team may find that their new feature will likely result in increased load on the server on a regular basis, leading to performance issues. By identifying this problem early, appropriate action can be taken, such as optimizing the code or scaling the server infrastructure to ensure performance. In addition, ideation can help us avoid costly mistakes. The team might discover during the ideation phase that a particular implementation strategy requires a costly and complex solution. By recognizing this challenge, alternative approaches can be explored that may be more efficient and cost-effective. An example might be that instead of developing the feature from scratch, existing libraries or frameworks could be leveraged to shorten development time and minimize effort. So, through ideation, we can identify and address potential problems or bottlenecks early on. This leads to more efficient use of resources, as unnecessary changes or rework can be avoided. We also avoid costly mistakes by looking at alternative approaches early on or considering solutions that are ultimately more efficient and cost-effective. Now that we have talked about the importance of idea generation in software development, I would like to talk about the challenges that can arise during idea generation. We often find it difficult to generate new and innovative ideas. We are blocked, afraid of making mistakes, or simply lack inspiration. It is obvious that a creative environment is conducive to idea generation, and that stress, on the other hand, blocks us. So this podcast episode is also a plaidoyer for creating an inspiring and supportive environment that promotes our idea generation and software development. Challenges in finding ideas and different techniques and approaches to idea generation. Let's now address the challenges that can arise in finding ideas and different techniques and approaches to idea generation. And don't worry for a period of blockage in idea finding. I'll show you different techniques and approaches to overcome these challenges so that you can draw strengths and develop creative ideas even better. Strategy 1. Design pattern. When it comes to problem solving and idea generation, it is regularly worth rediscovering proven design patterns. For example, when difficulties arise during implementation. Such design patterns provide a solid framework for addressing common problems in software development and offering solutions that have proven themselves in practice. Three examples of popular design patterns that are frequently used. First, the observer pattern. The observer pattern enables the definition of a one-to-many relationship between objects. It ensures that dependent objects are automatically notified when the state of another object changes. Objects and allowed to propagate and react to changes efficiently. Second, the strategy pattern. The strategy pattern allows the definition of a family of algorithms that are interchangeable. It allows different implementations of a given task to be defined and exchanged at runtime. This provides flexibility and extensibility, since different strategies can be used without changing the code that invokes them. Third, the singleton pattern. The singleton pattern ensures that a class has only one instance and provides global access to it. It is used when it is necessary to provide exactly one instance of a class and provides access to that instance from anywhere in the code. It is well suited for resource management, logging, or database connections, where only a single instance is needed. In our Roxy prototype GitHub, you will find practical code examples in JavaScript for these and other design patterns. You can find the link in the show notes. Strategy 2. Expand your base knowledge. Expanding our base knowledge is also an obvious and effective strategy to improve our ideation in software development. Here are some ways you can target these techniques. First, learn new technologies and tools. Keep up to date with current trends and developments in software industry. Explore new programming languages, frameworks, or tools that can help you to develop innovative solutions. This will broaden your intellectual horizons and help you generate new ideas. Explore different domains. Look beyond your own nose and explore other domains and industries. Learn from best practices and proven approaches in other domains and explore ways to apply them to your software development. You'll gain new perspectives and ideas that you will very likely would have otherwise overlooked. Third, read technical literature, both technical and scientific. Dive deeper into a technical topic and read technical and scientific articles, and use blogs and books to expand your knowledge. Select different aspects of software development, such as software architecture, design patterns, algorithms, or testing. This will help you to learn new concepts and approaches that will broaden your mindset and inspire you to come up to new ideas. Four, participate in training, online seminars, conferences, and meetups. Training and conferences are great opportunities to get inspired, learn from experts, and exchange ideas with other software developers. Here you can gain new knowledge, discover current best practices, and gain new perspectives through discussions. These interactions encourage the exchange of ideas, and a change of perspective will always lead you to new insight. Five, discuss with colleagues. Have regular solution-focused discussions with your colleagues to share ideas and get different perspectives, not only within your team, but also with experts from other teams. Through dialogue, you can expand your understanding, think through possible solutions, and develop new ideas together. A collaborative environment fosters creativity and allows you to inspire each other. Six, get involved in open source community. Participating in open source projects allows you to collaborate with other developers and benefit from their expertise. You can contribute while learning new techniques and approaches from experienced developers. Sharing ideas and collaborating in the open source community will stimulate your creative thinking. Purposefully expanding your base knowledge will help you to unlock new ideas in software development by broadening your horizons, bringing in different perspectives, and allowing you to draw on diverse resources and experiences. Use this strategy to expand your knowledge base and enrich your idea pool. Strategy 3. The conscious reset. Selectively block out the familiar and open your perspective to the new. The strategy of the reset includes the deliberate fading out of the known in order to open your perspective for the new. Often in software development, we are familiar with certain thoughts, patterns, or solution approaches that help us accomplish tasks. However, this prior knowledge can also cause us to get caught up in entrenched patterns and overlook innovative solutions. By consciously setting aside our known knowledge and experience, we create space for new ideas and approaches. This can be achieved, for example, through brainstorming sessions, idea generation workshops, or getting out of the familiar work environment. The purpose here is to break through the creative block and discover new perspectives. A practical example of using this strategy might be to hold a team meeting outside of the office or familiar environment. This could take the form of a walk outside or in an inspiring environment such as an innovation lab or a creative space. During the meeting, familiar approaches or thought patterns are deliberately set aside and participants are encouraged to explore new ideas and perspectives. Another approach to reset is to consciously engage with the new technologies, trends, or industries that are not directly related to our own work. By opening ourselves up to new concepts, methods, or approaches, we can expand our thinking and potentially find innovative solutions that we have had not previously considered. The reset strategy aims to break our thought patterns and open our minds to new possibilities. Purposefully blocking out the familiar, we can gain fresh perspectives that help us brainstorm and develop innovative solutions in software development. Strategy 4. Gather ideas with a structured approach. There are many reasons why idea generation can be difficult, from lack of inspiration to time or resource constraints. But there are also many techniques and approaches that can help developers generate creative and innovative ideas. Two of the best known methods for generating ideas are brainstorming and mind mapping. Brainstorming involves gathering a variety of ideas on a particular topic from a group of people. Mind mapping is about visualizing ideas and concepts and presenting them in a hierarchical structure. These two techniques are very popular and can be very effective. Brainstorming and mind mapping are very well-known techniques, which is why I want to focus and draw your attention to design thinking and prototyping. Design thinking is a user-focused method that aims to find solutions to complex problems. The method consists of 5 steps: understanding, observing, defining a view, prototyping, and testing. Design thinking is particularly well suited for software development because it helps to understand users' needs and integrate them into development process. Let's take a closer look at each step. Step 1. Understand. This step is about understanding users' requirements and needs. Here, for example, we could conduct interviews with potential users or analyze existing data to find out what functions and features the software should have. Step 2. Observe. This step is about observing users in their natural environment and understanding how they do their work. For example, we could conduct a study to observe how potential users use similar software. Step 3. Define viewpoint. Here, based on the information we gathered in the first two steps, the goal is to identify user challenges and problems and define solutions that meet their needs. Step 4. Prototyping. In this step, we create quick prototypes to test and validate our ideas. For example, we might design a simple user interface and present it to potential users to get feedback and suggestions for improvement. Step 5. Testing. In this step, we test our prototypes with users and gather feedback to understand how they would use the app and what features and functionality they prefer. Unlike design thinking and prototyping, brainstorming and mind mapping are designed to generate and organize creative ideas. These two classics for idea generation can be a useful methodological complement to design thinking for us. Prototyping allows us to quickly test and improve various ideas before development begins. Prototyping is an iterative process of creating a quick version of the final product to test and gather feedback. This makes prototyping particularly well suited for software development, as it allows new ideas to be tested and improved quickly and cost effectively. I have created a short YouTube video for you to showing iterative prototyping in detail. You can find the link in the show notes. Prototyping allows us to ensure that the final software solution meets the requirement and needs of the users. Prototyping is also a proven methodology to continuously evolve software releases. Prototyping becomes an iterative quality assurance process with continuous optimization, which, due to ever-changing framework conditions, is continuously continued due to ever-changing conditions. In our YouTube video on the iterative prototyping model, I have illustrated such an iterative prototyping, where the finished software product might be a final software product that is published as a stable release candidate with new functionality. Through ongoing feedback in the development process, our iterative prototyping is regularly recurring active involvement of our stakeholders. Therefore, prototyping always serves the customer on the one hand to reduce project risks due to misguided software development, and on the other hand, we can rightly expect from a prototypically procedure in software development that the delivered end result corresponds most precisely to the expectations of the user group. Especially in today's fast-paced world, where requirements are constantly increasing, it is often difficult enough to generate good ideas and to implement them into practice in software that fully meets all these requirements. That is why it is so important to take many time to focus on our idea skills and improve them in order to develop targeted software solutions that meet all needs and requirements. With a conscious reset, we can break through these ingrained thought patterns and stimulate our creativity. Finally, here there are a few ways you can do a conscious reset. First, change your environment. Leave your usual workplace and look for a new environment that stimulates your creativity. This could be a coffee shop, a park, or some other inspiring place. A change of scenery can help refresh your mind and generate new ideas. Second, use creativity techniques. Brainstorming and design thinking are proven methods to generating new ideas. Sit down with your team or alone and jot down all your ideas that come to mind without evaluating them. The goal is to collect as many different ideas as possible and only later make a selection. Third, look at the problem from a different perspective. Try to look at your challenge from different angles. Imagine you're a user, a product manager, or a UX designer. How would they approach the problem? These shifts in perspective often give you amazing new insights and ideas. Fourth, take an intentional break. Sometimes it's best to take a break and relax your mind. Take time for yourself, go for a walk, exercise, or do something you enjoy. Often the best ideas come when we are not actively thinking about them. Five, experiment with new technologies or tools. Try new technologies or tools that you haven't used before. Learning new skills and experimenting with new tools can inspire new ideas and approaches. Six, learn from others. Keep an open mind. Look outside your box and learn from others. What solutions have they found to similar problems? How can you apply these solutions to software development? By learning from others, you train another very effective method by combining new insights, impressions, and perspectives and gain new ideas. The conscious reset is a very effective method to break out habitual thinking and generate new ideas. Use the strategy to improve your ideation process and develop fresh approaches. In the upcoming episodes of Rocks a Prototype, we will develop a web app together. On this exciting journey, I'll take you step by step and you'll get to see firsthand how we apply design thinking to develop a user-centric solution. Combining design thinking with prototyping is about creative approaches to solutions and formulating them as a thesis. Therefore, these theses are subject to continuous testing with prototyping by always verifying the assumptions made regarding the truth content. We generate test cases which we check to see whether our assumptions turn out to be true or false. This basic principle is a very obvious methodology in computer science and thus comes into full use in prototyping. You will learn how to define user-oriented test cases in use cases with a prototype. Together, we will continue to develop and improve the prototype. You can find all the information in the show notes and our hand-on code examples for the design patterns in the Rocks a Prototype GitHub repository. I'm sure that with this and other Rocks a Prototype podcast episodes, you will gain valuable insights and develop your creative skills as well as your technical skills. So let's brainstorm ideas and develop practical solutions together to help with software development. Whether you are already a more experienced developer or just diving into the world of programming, Rocks a Prototype is a place for you. Subscribe to our podcast now and let's rock software development and prototyping together. If you have any questions or need more information, don't hesitate to reach out to me. That's it for today. Thanks so much for tuning in. See you next time.